On to the one for younger people.
Yes, now this is a little lighter. It's called The Baking Life of Amelie Day, and it's by Vanessa Curtis. And it's ideally suited for children sort of 9 to 12 years. Amelie Day is a young girl. She's a teenager, and she likes to bake. And she treats all her friends and family to the products of the new recipes she's tried. She learns of a competition, just like, of course, the Great British Bake Off, so it's very timely. We all enjoy that on TV, and she is no different. She wants to be Britain's best teen baker of the year. So she looks all set to compete, because she sets off and overtakes all the competition, and she's going to be on television, but then she suffers a setback, because we then find out that she's got cystic fibrosis, and that's quite a challenge at the best of times, but she's had quite a difficult run of things, and she finds that she's got a hospital appointment, which obviously is very important and is going to help her in the long run, but it clashes with the television programme. So what decision is she going to make? Is she going to forego the treatment and take the competition or not? It's obviously quite a difficult decision for her to make, and there are various consequences, as you would imagine. Obviously, I can't tell you any more about that. But it's a beautifully written book. The voice of Amelie is very, very vivid, and she is a very optimistic young lady and copes very well with a very difficult illness. But that in itself is very sensitively handled too. Gives lots of information, but without being obtrusive. And in between the chapters, which is really lovely, they've got recipes. So all the things that Amelie tries out on her friends and family, there are the recipes for the reader to try out too. So that's a lovely little feature, and it works very well in a very nice book.
And do you know anything about the author? I mean, did she write it specifically to raise the profile of cystic fibrosis, maybe?
She did, yes. I think she has some family experience of the condition, and so she thought that it was quite a good way to raise awareness. But she has written two other books as well, which are completely different. So it's quite a step away for her, and I think it works very well. I think she's done a very good job of it.